Welcome again to another edition of Letland and Caribbean Sound. My name is Iowa. You can call me Rankin. With me in studio is my backer C41 Top Shatter.
Hi there, there.
We dare ya. Quickly, just let me remind you that if you would like to write to us, you write to Tell Iowa, TELLIWA at RCISt.Lucia.com. Tell Iowa at RCISt.Lucia.com. And believe me when I say to you, people would love to read and discuss your situation right here on the program Letla on RCI. Just remember, folks, Letla is rated E for everyone. So be very careful with your contribution. You could get passionate, we can argue, but just keep it clean, because you know the kids love Letla as well, right? Yes, they do. They listen. All right? So keep it clean when you call. And you don't have to agree with me all the time. You can agree to disagree, right? Right. Okay. The number you need to dial is 4523046. That is 4523046. You could try sending us a voice note via WhatsApp platform 1758-724-0008 as well. Turn down the volume on your radio, your Alexa, whatever device you're listening to us on. When you're calling, we want to hear you loud and clear. Just turn it down. You'll hear us, don't you worry. Okay, fam? Right. First time callers, just identify yourselves. All you need to do, or all you need to say, is first time caller and go right ahead with your contribution. Yeah, no? We love all our callers, but we appreciate the first-time callers. Here we go. This afternoon, it is a lady who has written, and her letter reads, listen up, people, and get set to call. 4523046. My boyfriend and I spent 8 years together.
That's
Yeah, man. That's a good one, eh?
Yeah, man.
I think part of the reason he did what he did was because of the way I treated him sometimes. But should I bear all the blame? Things became worse because of what I was hearing about him. I used to argue with him so much. Eh? He used to leave the house. I was pregnant. I was pregnant and I just didn't want to hear him. So he left me for someone else while I was pregnant with our daughter. I was pregnant and I just didn't want to hear him. So he left me for someone else while I was pregnant with our daughter. In my mind, he was a dog to do that to me. Worse yet, everybody had something to say. Family, friends, everybody thought that I had to get rid of him because the word was out everywhere. He had another woman and his woman in house pregnant. That's how he didn't say it. His woman in house pregnant. I also heard after that he already had that girl on the side. But it's during the pregnancy I really got to know about her. He used to deny everything, and he got so vexed he left the house. After he told me before he left, he had never slept with the girl. They only used to talk. It was after he left the house, things became more serious, and it was only about XES. They only got closer during my pregnancy after he left. I may have been wrong because I was listening to people telling me things about him. And that made me constantly argue with him. Boy, at the time, I just felt like I'm going through all that, and it was just unfair to me. I had all types of pain. But then I keep telling myself, if maybe I had taken the time to really think about how I was treating him at the time, things would be different. I didn't want him to touch me. I was moody. And on top of that, I was hearing things about him. But then later I realized that I really needed him to be around. He's the father of my baby and I needed him. I needed help, sorry. And no matter what, he was always good to me. Even when I used to take with him, the pregnancy had me 6 knots.
Football?
And if it were not for my mom and my best friend, I don't know how I would have made it. He has not seen her in person. He has only seen pictures of her. And she is already 3 months.
What?
I know I call him some names, and I should not have done that. And I told him some things that I should not have said. But people were telling me things, and I just used to lash out at him just so, because somebody tell you things about them. Chips. I did tell him to go. Yeah. I did tell him to go and don't ever come back. But I didn't mean it. I don't think he would have left me if I was paying closer attention to what he was trying to tell me. It's been almost a year since we've been separated, and I want him back. I know who the girl is. I've seen her around. And when I really analyze the situation and who she is, she really cannot be giving him anything else but XES. I mean, I took care of him. I gave him everything. Judging from what I saw, I don't think she can give him anything. The past few months have been terrible for me. I keep thinking about him, and I cannot understand why hasn't he returned home. I've been trying to get him to at least come and talk to me. He said he has to think about it. He tell me the stress I gave him, he does not have that anymore in his life. Whoa! That's a big line, eh? I keep telling him I was pregnant. I was going through a lot. I'm sorry. One time I went to his workplace while I was pregnant and gave it to him. That was the day I got to find out that he slept at the girl home. He never came home. That was the first time he slept out. Oh. It was crazy. Some of his co-workers were there. I regretted afterwards, but he has not forgiven me for that. Again, I was listening to people. He has been so distant, so quiet when it comes to me. I have been trying hard to get him to talk to me. When he does, it's just one-line responses I get. I'm not sure what to do or how to deal with that. I've been so depressed. I just want him back so badly. I miss him. I want him to know that I am sorry for the way I treated him. They tell me, take them down. But all our pictures are still all over the house, reminding me of how good we are together. You have pictures of the man still, my girl. I really miss him. They tell me to leave him alone. But I seem as if to do that is to just give up on us, and I don't want that. And it's not easy. I don't know how true it is, but I heard a girl living with him in a rented apartment. I don't like that at all. I don't like her at all. Everything telling me to go and talk to her, because he had already told me she was just there for XES, which means that he doesn't really care about her. If she knows that, she will leave him alone. Awa, please read. I need to hear what your listeners think. Can this work? Will he come back? Let me read it one more time, man. Just let me get it, because I myself need to get it properly. One more time, and then you call us at 452-3046. My boyfriend and I spent 8 years together. I think part of the reason he did what he did was because of the way I treated him sometimes. But should I bear all the blame? Things became worse because of what I was hearing about him. I used to argue with him so much, he used to leave the house. I was pregnant, and I just didn't want to hear him. So he left me for someone else while I was pregnant with our daughter. In my mind, he was a dog to do that to me. Worse yet, everybody had something to say. Family, friends, everybody thought that I had to get rid of him because the word was out everywhere. He had another woman and his woman in house pregnant. I also heard after that he already had that girl on the side. But it's during the pregnancy I really got to know about her. He used to deny everything, and he got so vexed he left the house. After he told me before he left, he had never slept with the girl. They only used to talk. Okay. It was after he left the house, things became more serious, and it was only about XES. They only got closer during my pregnancy after he left. I may have been wrong because I was listening to people telling me things about him, and that made me constantly argue with him. At the time, I just felt like I going through all that, and it was just unfair to me. I had all types of pain. But then I keep telling myself, if maybe I had taken the time to really think about how I was treating him at the time, things would be different. I didn't want him to touch me. I was moody. Moody. And on top of that, I was hearing things about him. But then later I realized that I really, really needed him to be around. He's the father of my baby, and I needed help. And no matter what, he was always good to me. Even when I used to take with him, That pregnancy had me 6 daughters. And if it were not for my mom and my best friend, I don't know how I would have made it. He has not seen her in person. He has only seen pictures of her. And she's already 3 months. I know I call him some names and I should not have done that. And I told him some things that I should not have said. But people were telling me things. And I just used to lash out at him. I did tell him to go and don't ever come back. But I didn't mean it. Okay. I don't think he would have left me if I was paying closer attention to what he was trying to tell me. It's been almost a year since we've been separated, and I want him back. I know who the girl is. I've seen her around. And when I really analyze the situation and who she is, she really can't be giving him anything else but XES. I mean, I took care of him. I gave him everything. Judging from what I saw, I don't think she can give him anything. The past few months have been terrible for me. I keep thinking about him, and I cannot understand why hasn't he returned home. I've been trying to get him to at least come and talk to me. He said he has to think about it. And why he tell me the stress I gave him, he does not have that anymore in his life. I keep telling him I was pregnant. I was going through a lot. I am sorry. One time I went to his workplace while I was pregnant and I gave it to him.
All living friends.
That was the day I got to find out that he slept at the girl home. He never came home. That was the first time he slept out. It was crazy. Some of his co-workers were there. I regretted afterwards, but he has. So that's what pregnancy does make them do. See, why when they're pregnant, they behave it so. Was afterwards. But he has not forgiven me for that. Again, I was listening to people. He has been so distant, so quiet when it comes to me. I've been trying hard to get him to talk to me. When he does, it's just one-line responses I get. I'm not sure what to do or how to deal with that. I've been so depressed. I just want him back so badly. I miss him. I want him to know that I am sorry for the way I treated him. They tell me, take them down, but all of our pictures are still all over the house. Reminding me of how good we are together. I really miss him. Oh, I can feel it. They tell me to leave him alone, but I think as if to do that is to just give up on us, and I don't want to do that. And it's not easy. I don't know how true it is, but I had a girl living with him in a rented apartment. I don't like that at all. I don't like her at all. Everything telling me go and talk to her, because he had already told me she was just there for XES, which means that he doesn't really care about her. If she knows that, she will leave him alone. Iowa, please read. I need to hear what your listeners think. Can this work? Will he come back? Let's go straight to the phone, Sipo. We're going one time straight.
Right.
Good afternoon. Let Lana CI. You are on here. First time. First caller. Hello? Hey, caller, how you doing?
I'm fine, Iowa.
Yeah, bud. You sound fine today. You sound fine. What is your take? Yes, are you
right, so I understand where you're coming from in only one way when you said that you were pregnant and you had moody swings and stuff like that.
That's true. But that's true.
Yes, yeah, some women that have it when they're pregnant. That's understandable to the extent. Right, so you hang rumors. You're not even going to investigate. You're just putting that into your head and you're making it with them.
Yeah,
so what do you expect, right?
That's not good. That's not good.
Right, so what do you expect? Yes, I know rumors are not true, but at least go on to your investigation. Find out.
While you're pregnant?
Of course.
But that makes
you cannot stop that, huh?
But that makes
you investigate. You have to investigate.
But I'm making things worse, caller.
No, I was. She's just, you know, going around, and I'm not speaking, but, you know, finding that little you know, things as to what's going on.
Call her that. Being always upset that you quarreling when you're pregnant, that can affect the baby.
It's not affecting the baby, yeah? The baby can be stronger. But I'm right, you said you did things. You made the man ashamed. You went to his work. You did so many different things. I think you need to take that into consideration. Remember that you just gave birth 3 months ago. You cannot be stressing at the guy. You have to remember you had a part to play in that. He going astray. You just need to count your losses.
So
you cannot be stressing at over the man. If the man wants to come back, he'll come back. And furthermore, you're not going to want to talk to the girl. Talk to the girl and tell the girl what, right?
Quora, you don't understand what she has said. She's saying since he had already tell her, well, you know, he don't really care about her. She just there for the love. Just for the...
So how you know that? But, yeah, the man can see the girl there for that, but at the time that going on, you know, things, the feelings going, that becomes stronger. That's the man woman now. You have nothing to go and tell the man woman writer. You need to focus on yourself. You focus on your baby, and that is it.
Kola, let me ask you a question. I don't know if I've ever asked you that before. Kola, will you allow somebody to tell you, leave your man and go?
No, I'm not doing that. And from before I leave my man, or if I have to, I need to have a proper reason for me to do that. I'm not going to listen to everything Tom, Dick, and Harry say. Like, serious?
Kola, what if you're pregnant and you can't really move about? You know when you're pregnant, you...
I move about? I would have to see that different things. You have friends you're moving about with. Kola, you don't have to be walking Iowa. You can send somebody on doors pine for you. What to you?
You sending somebody?
The drones.
I want to time has changed, you know.
Time change. So you have people that could do that for you, Kola?
Of course. Family friends, good friends, of course I was.
So you're sending them to watch and to come back and tell you?
Yeah, because if I've been hearing you, like my boyfriend, my partner, obviously I was. And at the time I cannot move, I was to find out, you know, if that's true, what's going on, asking questions. But I was just good and just
come leave.
And just call it them and just because I hear somebody say that, this.
Kola, do you think you think he's a bad person listening to the letter? Do you think that he's...
No, I don't think he's a bad person. No. I don't think he is.
So you're blaming her? She does that.
She said, thank God he was that calm to leave the house and go when she was treating him that bad. Because some men would have boxed her down too. Yeah, you are. There's some stupid fellas out there. You come into the room, person, make them feel bad. How are you crazy?
Yeah, but you can't be listening to your friends just so like a man.
Exactly. She need to accept that it was on her part.
The other thing too is, Kola. Kola, how do you behave when you get upset? Now, don't lie to us on Letla. Eh?
Wait, get upset is for my man?
Yeah, you get upset. Okay, wait. In your relationship, when you get upset.
It's our relationship.
Yeah, you just destroy
when
things.
What do I do?
You destroy things, Kola?
Well, okay, not again, but if I have to, I'll just quarrel. I'll just walk away.
Don't lie to us.
No, I'm being honest. I'll just walk away or quarrel.
Because I'm asking you that based on what she wrote in the letter. She said she used to argue a lot with me.
Well, that argument is beyond. That argument is for Daisy, Iowa.
Yeah, man. But I want to know, even this caller, can you confirm whether or not it's worse when a lady is pregnant?
Pardon?
When a lady is pregnant, you know, is it worse, the arguing worse when she is with child?
Well, for some persons, it can be.
Because I'm asking you, because I've heard about that. I've heard, boy, when they see women
pregnant. Some persons, not everybody. Okay. But that should be understandable because she's pregnant. Is she calling about something in the house and things? But the calling she was calling about is things she's been hearing. That's two different calling there.
Kola, do you support that? Do you support your friends coming and tell you stuff too?
Well, if my friends come and tell me, yeah, of course I support that. But I wouldn't just go and call it with the other person.
Kola, so you're going to
watch.
So you wouldn't even ask yourself.
Open,
so
watch my surroundings. Listen to what I hear. You know? Because sometimes you can tell someone, yes, it can be true, but at the same time, you need to commit your facts. I believe in facts, and that's just it.
So pictures, take pictures for you believe in
it? Yes, and you come up, please don't be tougher than that. Just not looking and tell me, you see this and that day. Yeah, everybody has friends.
So when they take pictures and they send it, that changing things, that to mean...
That to me, nothing. So what if I don't want picture of nothing, if you give me pictures in different locations, different roads, all that kind of things, of course, that's something to go about.
Yeah.
And I give your family right here, I think you need to leave the guy alone. Just leave him alone. The woman have his woman pregnant for him already. So you need to accept that your child have a sibling outside. Forget about the man. You need to focus on your child. Your state of mind, because there is postpartum depression when the women give birth.
Yeah.
You need to try and Connor, you see, yourself from the piece right now.
That's the thing, you see.
I know you miss the man. I know she miss him at the same time, but right now, not one man they have her. Yes, it's been eight years. Maybe down the line, he can come around, you know, and stuff like that.
Connor, do you think she let a good one get away?
Yeah, of course, Iowa. Yeah. Of course she did.
I think the guy was a good
And the, she said she treated him. Because when you normally do a man that chase him, when you think he'll go, the relationship jump into a woman, amen.
Yes.
He'll go for the comfort.
Yes, caller. So that's why you need to be careful, caller. You see you just get vexed fast. And you see when you get
vexed. You tell yourself, Iowa. Right? But right, sir, please, you said you're going to go to the man's woman and talk about what? Right, sir, please do not do that for me. Just do not do it. Do not do it. Because the same way you had your mood swings, sometimes she has it or she can knock you out. Just stay away from the lady for me, please.
So she can have a conversation with the girl.
Tell the lady, she has nothing to tell the lady, Iowa. She have nothing to tell the woman.
Well, she can. Okay, babes, you know what? I was pregnant at the time. And
She can talk to a man, but she don't have to go and face the woman. Tell the woman what? No woman would come and don't tell me no magia. Okay.
So leave him alone for now.
Yes, leave him alone. I think the best thing for you to do now, maybe send a 1-2 photos of the baby for him.
But yeah, that's the other thing too. Yes, the child yet. Why?
Well, so what happened? Like, the man couldn't see the child.
Dago.
In person.
Or maybe the man doubting the child, which one, and you don't to tell us.
Or maybe you know something where she, you know?
Well, if you're doubting the child, right, DNA test, eh?
Yeah.
Because last time you have a woman pregnant. Yes, okay, you're not together, but yes, you can't even come and see the child at least.
Or maybe things were that bad with the arguing and so on, he just don't want to be around her. You know?
Well, that's
the relationship
with the child. She maybe need to, just accept the fact and move on. You'll get somebody on the way, but rather please change your attitude. That calling, please.
Boy.
You need to change that.
Boy. You too, caller. You have to watch what you're saying when you vex, okay?
I said I'm a bad girl all alone.
You're a bad girl. Hey, thank you very much, caller. Awesome as usual, you know. First caller. As usual, what do I have from you? What is your take on this afternoon's Lekla? Do you think that she should maybe try to approach the other guy? Why is it that ladies can't have a decent conversation about a guy? Why is it that we must always say, look, don't approach, don't go, don't say, you know, dude, what is it? Does it always have to be that, look, man, it will be war if you go, caller, first caller? Does it always have to be a war? If you actually decide to go and have a decent conversation, you won't be so confrontational, but you could approach the individual in a nice way and speak about the person that you want. Which one? That is white, I see for white. Yeah. Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you are on the air.
First time caller.
Yes! Wow. Thank you, first time caller. Hey, are you on the island?
Yes, I am.
All right. Thank you for calling. What's your take, caller?
Okay, so I went through something similar, and I just have a piece of advice. So,
okay.
She needs to focus on her baby. That's one, because that little baby is going to need his mother in top shape for him. And she also needs to be careful before she falls into postpartum depression.
Ay.
So instead of thinking about what he used to be and trying to get him back, she needs to focus on her. See if she can join the gym or something. Get to do things that she enjoys for herself. Focus on her baby. Take her baby out for walk and try to take her mind off of this guy. For me, what helps is going to church. Because in my situation, he left me with two little babies. So I had a baby who was one at the time, and our second daughter, she had just, she was 2 months. With him, I got a lot of evidence of the children. So that's three other women. Deny. He's pregnant, punching all of the night face, and felt no remorse whatsoever.
Wow.
So when I speak from a place of experience and trying to speak to that other person, it's not going to help the situation. It's clear he has moved on. Where there's smoke, there's usually fire. So he must have been doing something, going out to serve or other women, and people will see him. When we're pregnant, we're extra moody. We do things, get out of cancer. I know for me, I was very emotional. I was crying. And he just could not understand that. And this is really a call for the men out there. When your partner is pregnant, the emotions that she goes through, the best way to deal with that is to make her feel safe, make her feel like there's nothing to worry about. And if you are truly in love with that person and you're engaging in other activities with somebody else, like you're going out, it doesn't necessarily have to do anything. Calm down on that, because you are essentially putting her in a place of discomfort that could impact the baby. So, again, I tell her, focus on herself, focus on her baby, get to do things that she likes, start reading, start doing things that will make you better for the next person. That relationship right there, that's gone. And that other person that he was, she is probably trying to do everything that he was something and that he would do. But he's not causing no problems for him right now. She needs to focus on herself, her health, creating a good environment, and then God will send something better for her. So that's my thing.
Thank you very much, caller. Thank you. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. What is your take? How do you feel? What she should do? What should she do? Should she stay away from him? Should she leave him alone, like the last caller said? You know, focus on yourself. Try to improve yourself. Try to get better. Caller said, do something. In other words, try to distract yourself by doing things maybe that you love. The last caller said, or first time caller said that she went to church and it helped. You know, what are your thoughts on this afternoon's letter? What do you think that the writer should do to help her cope with that situation? I mean, reading some of the stuff in this afternoon's letter is like, also she needs to take blame for some of the things, or maybe for the fact that he left, because, hey, it sounded like she really, really pushed him away, you know?
Yeah.
She really pushed him away because it caused him to leave. Because what he said in the letter... because according to what she said in the letter, everybody was talking about, you know, the fact that he was out there with somebody else. But she indicated in her letter that he said to her it was only after he left the house that he became closer to the person on the outside. You know? She wants to confront the other girl. Last caller said that's a no-no. But then I was asking the question earlier on, so women aren't capable of having a conversation with the mistress, you know, about the guy. It just will not work. And if not, why? Why so? You know? Because she's saying the guy told her it was only about intercourse. And if that is the case, and you really do care, you have any feelings, you don't have any feelings for her. You know, why is he still there? Maybe she could talk to her and find out what's going on. What is his secret? What is it that he's doing with you? I don't know if she may be willing to divulge that kind of information.
Hmm.
You know? Yeah. So should she stay away? Should she stay away? Should she try to get him back? Should she make an attempt? Should she continue calling? Because she's trying to communicate with him and there's only one line in responses. She said that he's giving her, you know, are you doing good? Hello. You okay? Yes. You know that kind of thing, C4?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is definitely not good. That is not good, man. That's what you're getting, you know? Maybe he's really, really not interested in being with her anymore. That's the reason for that. Why hasn't he gone back? Why made her go back yet, people? What is going on?
Something wrong.
And he ain't want to see the daughter.
After 3 months?
You know, normally, you know, dads are not like that. Fathers are not like that, you know. Fathers, if, you know, you have a baby, then, you know, normally the fellas go and see what's going on. They go.
Yep.
But why? Why hasn't he gone? That's strange, man. It's very strange. You know? All right. Well, let's take a quick break to acknowledge our sponsors, our partners. When we come back, we read the letter one more time and we continue to take your calls. This is Letland RCI, made possible by Fruitsy Seymour's and the M&C Home Depot in Sunbelt Limited.
Partner, you know what they say about Fruitsy Seymour's?
My girl, you know what they say about Fruitsy Seymour's?
Boy, that Seymour's makes you score runs, you know.
So what do the experts say about Fruitsy Seymour's? Apart from tasting great, Fruitsy Seymour's is full of natural goodness your body needs. Seymour's is good for your skin, rich in vitamins and minerals, promotes and improves intimacy, boosts your immune system and lung function, suppresses appetite and increases weight loss, anti-inflammatory, and helps to improve blood count. Seymour's is rich in nutrients, which boosts your metabolism and increases energy levels, and is grown, harvested, and manufactured right here in the community of Praleh.
And that's what they say about Fruitsy Seymour's. Unless you say something else.
Fruitsy Seymour's, you know what they say. Need more days of savings? MNC Home Depot and Sunbelt Super Saturday of Savings has just been extended to Sunday. Take advantage of amazing deals. This weekend, MNC Home Depot and Sunbelt are offering you amazing discounts on selected items. MNC Home Depot and Sunbelt Super Saturday of Savings has been extended to Sunday. Don't miss out on the incredible discounts and deals. See in-store, Facebook, or www.mnchomedepot.com for more details. Terms and conditions may apply. Better value for better home.
We present to you Youth Unplugged. Youth Unplugged is a program designed to provide a platform for all young people who have achieved or are achieving success socially, economically, academically, in business, in music, as an entrepreneur, and yes, in just simply defying the odds, to share the experience with all of St. Lucia and the world. Their stories are theirs to tell, and RCI has created this platform of influence so that their voices can be heard. Youth Unplugged, every Thursday, 3 p.m. on RCI, the station that cares about the youth.
Thank you for remaining with us. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International, brought to you by Fruitsy Seymour's and M&C Home Depot and Summit Limited. Big thank you to our callers thus far. Thank you, first time caller. We read the letter one more time and we continue to take your calls at 452-3046. 1-758-452-3046. Here we go. My boyfriend and I spent 8 years together. Iowa, I think part of the reason he did what he did was because of the way I treated him sometimes. But should I bear all the blame? Things became worse because of what I was hearing about him. I used to argue with him so much, he used to leave the house. I was pregnant, and I just didn't want to hear him. So he left me for someone else while I was pregnant with our daughter. In my mind, he was a dog to do that to me. Worse yet, everybody had something to say. Family, friends, everybody thought that I had to get rid of him because the word was out everywhere. He had another woman and his woman in the house pregnant. I also heard after that he already had the girl on the side. But it's during the pregnancy I really got to know about her. He used to deny everything and he got so vexed he left the house. After he told me, before he left, he had never slept with the girl. They only used to talk. It was after he left the house, things became more serious and it was only about XCS. They only got closer during my pregnancy after he left. I may have been wrong because I was listening to people telling me things about him, and that made me constantly argue with him. At the time, I just felt like I'm going through all that, and it was just unfair to me. I had all types of pain. But then I keep telling myself, if maybe I had taken the time to really think about how I was treating him at the time, things would be different. I don't want him to touch me. I didn't want him to touch me. I was moody. And on top of that, I was hearing things about him. But then later I realized that I really needed him to be around. He's the father of my baby and I needed help. And no matter what, he was always good to me, even when I used to tick with him. That pregnancy had me 6 knots. And if it were not for my mom and my best friend, I don't know how I would have made it. So wait, your mom and your best friend. Maybe it's the best friend that was giving her only info C4. Mm. You know them best friends or any. He has not seen her in person. He has only seen pictures of her, and she's already 3 months. I know I called him some names, and I should not have done that, and I told him some things that I should not have said, but people were telling me things, and I just used to lash out at him. I did tell him to go and don't ever come back, but I didn't mean it. I don't think he would have left me if I was paying closer attention to what he was trying to tell me. It's been almost a year since we've been separated, and I want him back. I know the girl, I know who the girl is, and I've seen her around. And when I really analyze the situation and who she is, she really can't be giving him anything else but XES. I mean, I took care of him. I gave him everything. Judging from what I saw, I don't think she can give him anything. The past few months have been terrible for me. I keep thinking about him, and I cannot understand why hasn't he returned home. I've been trying to get him to at least come and talk to me. He said he has to think about it. And why he tell me the stress I gave him, he does not have that anymore in his life. I keep telling him I was pregnant. I was going through a lot. I am sorry. One time I went to his workplace while I was pregnant and gave it to him. That was the day I got to find out that he slept at the girl home. He never came home. That was the first time he slept out. It was crazy. Some of his co-workers were there. I regretted afterwards. But he has not forgiven me for that. Again, I was listening to people. He has been so distant, so quiet when it comes to me. I've been trying hard to get him to talk to me. When he does, it's just one line responses I get. I'm not sure what to do or how to deal with that. I've been so depressed. I just want him back so badly. I miss him. I want him to know that I am sorry for the way I treated him. They tell me to take them down, but all of our pictures are still all over the house, reminding me of how good we are together. I really miss him. I see, my girl. Paddy, go back. They tell me to leave him alone, but I seem as if to do that is to just give up on us, and I don't want that. And it's not easy. I don't know how true it is, but I had a girl living with him in a rented apartment. I don't like that at all. I don't like her at all. Everything telling me, go and talk to her. Because he had already told me she was there. She was just there for XES, which means that he doesn't really care about her. If she knows that, she will leave him alone. Please read my letter. I want to hear what the listeners think. Can this work? Will he come back? 4523046 is the number to call. On Letla, we want to hear from you. What is your take? She wants to go and talk to the girl. Is that a good idea? Will he ever come back? Is he coming back? What can she do? What is it that she can do to get him to come back to her? After 8 years, after being with him for 8 years. But it really sounds like you pushed him away, babes. You pushed him away. With the arguing and things. See, for you like people to argue in your hands, Gasser?
Not really, yeah.
Nah, man. Not really? What do you mean? No. No. We don't like that. You know? And the question is, how do you behave when you're angry? You said some things that you should not have said. And you know, sometimes when we're so angry, we say things and we say, what? And you hear what he said? He said, the stress that she gave to him. I mean, he doesn't have that anymore in his life. He doesn't have that anymore in his life. Peace, man. Peace.
Yep.
You know? What did you tell to him? What did you say to him that caused a man to behave that kind of way? He don't want to come back to you, babes. He don't want to come back to you. Is it a good idea to take information from the outside, from an outside source, about your partner, the person you're with?
Nope.
And just go and start arguing with the person just so, sir, investigate without having your proof according to first caller? I mean, that is just crazy. That is just crazy. And his response to her was, hey, you know, before he left the house, I think that's what he said, before he left the house, he was just friends with the girl. Huh. It just is to talk. But because of the way you treated him and all the arguing and so on, stress. You push him on into the lady's arms.
That's under stress.
Huh? That's why, Missy, those of you who are in relationships, when you're arguing with your partner, you have to be very, very careful
what
you say, Gasser.
How you say it.
Yeah. You know? After you say what you say, can the relationship be salvaged? You know? Have you done some irreparable damage? Gasser? Right. You know, fam? So we really, really need to be careful what we're saying, Gasser. What we're saying. How and who giving us the information? And why? Now, I read in there on that platform, it looks, it really looks like when the ladies, when women are with child, it's through the hormones and things, they can really behave a certain way, according to what I'm reading there. But hey, you know, and the last caller was making some good points. I was getting, having some difficulty in hearing clearly what she was saying, you know, but babes, you need to take care of yourself. I think that's one of some of the things he said. Take care of yourself. Find time. Focus on you. Focus on you. Focus on getting better. According to what she was saying right now, your focus is you and that child. You and that child. Ensure that you are okay. As to why partner and come and check on that child.
That's a story, yeah?
Yeah. Why? Why is it that he has totally given up? Like, as I say, 3 months, baby, 3 months. And he has seen the baby yet? Babes, you know what that comes to mind? Like, me really want to have anything to do with you, amen? Or it could be that he has not gotten over the way he has been treated by you. It could be that too. Or it could also be that way he is there, you know?
Uh-huh.
He's been taken care of. He's been taken care
of. Better treatment.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that he said to you, boy, the stress he had when he was with you, he don't have it anymore.
Yeah. You're sticking at him, Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? Stuck.
But I'm telling you, she sent him away. Sent him away. And those of you listening, Gasser, will you allow somebody to just come and tell you anything and mash up your relationship, Gasser? Are you that easily swayed by friends or what people have to say about you and your relationship? And look now, babes, you put pregnant, you give birth to baby, I mean, things back to normal, if I'm using the right word, with regards to you and your body and that sort of thing. And you're regretting now. You want him back. As a result of all the all that kerker that go down there, all the bacchanal and the run thing. Look now, you're back to normal and you want him back. What can she do? What should she do? I mean, people are saying the advice is, look, babes, you know, call it quits. Focus on you, on your baby. Reading your letter, that ain't what you want. That is, that you don't want that. You said in your letter, to do that is to give up on us. And you do not want that. How can we help her? How can we help her get him back? What is it that she can do, people? What is it that she can do to get babes back? She still have pictures in the house. I'm watching the letter and I say, Sila, pick the teller, take it down. Take it down. And you know, that's actually a good idea. Those of you who really, you know, are in these situations and, because, I mean, it may hurt to hear this, but it's true. Sometimes when people are even thinking about you, you know. It's true. You're the furthest thing from their mind. And watch that. You have pictures up, you want them back and all kind of thing. Boy. I mean, thinking about it, I know it can hurt. It can hurt you, boy. That's evil. Because, hey, listen. And that's the truth. You're worried about that individual, boy. You're thinking about them day and night, every day. You want them to come back, but hey. I know, Rulava. When that person ain't even thinking about you, boy. Munsa, let me tell you, you're not even crossing their mind. What? Oh, Missy, you're wrong for that. I'm gonna go back to the phone. Good afternoon, Letla on Asia. Thank you for holding you on the air.
Yeah, I was.
My brother, what you
say? I just want to say.
Yeah.
She wrong.
Which she?
And she need to accept she wrong.
For chasing the man away.
You said you push the man away. For 8 years, I was. I'm not giving up on 8 years just so you know.
Sure.
For 8 years, you give the man stress. Even make you know where he is there. He don't have no stress again.
But there's a line in the letter that killed me. You see that line there?
No, that's a tough line. I don't like to say that's a tough line. The man make you know he at peace right now there.
Yes.
And then you want to go and talk to the girl to tell her what exactly. You're just going to create more chaos for the man. After the man already getting the stress from you because you want to talk back and all kind of things, you're going to just create chaos at the man home right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a good well. Personally, I actually just need to focus on her child right now. You have a 3-month-old baby.
Well, the girl want that. She don't want that. She
no,
want
but you see, but if you want the man back, that is the honest way. That's the only way you can get the man back. All that thing you're doing, all that rigmarole, is just drama you're creating for the man. The man ego wants you back. So focus on your child. Focus on yourself. Make yourself look proper, you know? Make the man see, yeah, I'm taking care of our child and I'm taking care of myself. I'm looking good still. If the man want to come back, the man will come back.
Yeah.
But all of that, you're just chasing the man away more.
What about trying to message him and call him and that sort of thing?
No, but all of that give the man stress still, I want. Let the man at peace right now. Let the man enjoy his peace. And you see that pregnancy thing she was saying? It ain't making sense to me. Something ain't adding up, you know. Because she say they break up for about a year already. And the baby just 3 months. During all of that, she was using that pregnancy as an excuse to call the man. Because you wasn't so pregnant for you to be going all at the man workplace, giving the man all kind of thing in front of his co-workers, in front of all other kind of...
I didn't know that. Come on, boy. Call us back, please. At 4523. We hope that you can call us back and continue with your contribution on Letland Radio Caribbean International. But it's a good point that he was making, a very, very... very good point. He's partner at peace right now. He's at peace. You know? And it maybe if you go and talk to that girl, yeah, you're going to be disturbing the peace. And I understand what the last caller day was saying when he said, look, focus on yourself. Focus on trying to look good again. You know, let me see you really taking care of you and the baby. You know? Look good again. Let me see you. Yeah, maybe that can burn him, eh? And you're all good at that. Some of you are really, really... What? No, but see, for you never see some of them girls, eh? All the time they're with you on thing, they're looking good, huh? But let them get single, boy. Let them girls be single again.
Yeah.
And them girls start to post pictures on social, and you see them, eh, but to me, that's no, but no. That's not yes. Babes, that their way. So maybe she can do that. You see that? That's some good advice right there, huh? That's some good advice. Take care of yourself. Now, you know, another caller did indicate that, you know, really take time and take care of yourself. Focus on you and your baby. And it could mean just that. Go to the gym. Look good. Start working out. Spend time around other people. Let him see you still looking good. and you're taking care of yourself. Maybe that could work. Maybe that could work. And maybe by that time you may not want him again, you know. You may have new people in your life. Let's go back to the phone. Good afternoon. Let us hear you on here.
I into that call. First time caller again.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Again, calling back.
All right, go ahead.
The girl needs to move on. She is not going to be getting this man again. She needs to focus on her and her baby.
She's not going to get him again?
That's 8 years. 8 years that she has to learn from for her next relationship. But right now, she shouldn't even be trying to get into a relationship. She should be trying to focus on herself and her baby.
What does that mean?
Take down photos, take down everything. Okay, focus on herself and her baby. She needs to get her mind straight. She cannot be there trying to raise a little baby and she's thinking about a man that's living his best life. Take down all photos. Take that down. Take these things down. Like I said, join a gym.
Take down the pictures?
Get a hobby. Take down... I took down every last photo. I don't have not one.
Why?
Because I don't want to remember what used to be. We're living in now.
But Kola, to me, that's meant that all in your mind and ready. Yeah. You take down pictures, what?
I take that was down easy. Every last one.
That made it easier for you?
It made it easier. It made it not only easier, it made me realize that I can do certain things without this person.
Okay.
She's there thinking about the past. So and Kola, she needs to be thinking about the now.
Kola, let's talk about it for a little while. Because I wanted to engage you earlier on, but I couldn't because... you were not coming into it clearly, but you were not thinking about this individual?
She needs to be thinking about it now. What is she going to do now that she has a baby? What's she going to do for herself? And what the last caller was saying is so true. Because if she is able to get on her feet and do things for her, sometimes this man will see from a distance and realize, you know, she has really progressed and is really doing well and raising their child well. And that might attract them back. But her goal should not even be to try to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Her goal should be for herself because it's clear that she is going through something emotionally. She is emotionally wounded. That's why she can't even see that her top priority right now needs to be her baby.
Well, how long did it take you, though, to fully get over this individual?
Is there a struggle?
Yeah, I know the thing is, Kola, you're only making that sound like it is, you know.
Yeah.
No, it's a struggle, but you need to, at the end of the day, you need to get the support of your family and friends and think of your kids above everything else. So in my instance, right now, this person is not... Anyway, but she needs to focus on herself.
Kola, I like what you do me now. You see what you do there, I go. Kola.
No.
Yes, you are doing a certain letter. Kola, you're not doing a certain letter. Right now, this person, continue. Don't just leave us hanging, so we don't like that.
No. What I want is for her to get a little bit of advice.
Right.
From, and I'm sure there are other women listening in. And they have gone through similar situations. And trying to get him back is not, I don't know, is not going to be the best thing for her baby. And her baby should be a main priority right now because she will be more focused on creating chaos. Because that's what he's going to do. He's going to create chaos for her, chaos in his new relationship. And it is not going to put her in a happy state for her. The best mother and for her.
What am I to keeping the relationship between the baby, keeping things
and
open,
if,
communication?
If you want, I can call you offline and I can give you a number to a counselor that she can speak with.
To a counselor?
Yeah. Because that helps. But yeah, you really have to sit back and watch the whole situation and realize, right about now, it's not even about what you want as a mother. It's about what would be the best thing for your baby.
For the baby? And
while you may think that the best thing for the baby is to grow up in a home with a mommy and a daddy, but if they're not happy, then they're going to just leave an environment that the child is seen and is feeding off of anger and hurt and whatever problems that relationship has.
Right. But it will definitely not work trying to get him back.
No. She needs to focus on herself and
her baby.
Leave that man alone first. I don't mean to say it like that. Don't worry about the past for now. Let that be. And focus on herself.
And why should she leave him alone again?
Because that's in the past. And if he wanted to be there with her, he would have been there with her no matter what.
Alright.
No matter what. Somebody who wants to be, men will do what they want to do. You can't force them to do anything. Not even if it's the right thing. Because the right thing would be to be there with your girlfriend, creating an environment where she feels
secure. But call her head out, eh? Not the condition. That's what she wants. But that's what she wants. What she say, I really miss him. I want him back in my life.
She cannot. It's not about what you want.
Yes,
that is like somebody saying, I want to win the lottery. We all want to win the lottery.
What?
It's not about what you want. We can't control what other people do. You can only control what you do. She has no control whatsoever as to what this man is doing right now and who he is with. And men lie. So whether he say he met her, he just met her, he was not with her like that, don't go off of that. Go off of what you're seeing right now. It's been 3 months, he has not seen his child in person. Start from that point.
But Connor, you would agree that she could have been the cause of that, eh? With her attitude and the way she was arguing
about it. It sounds like there was a lot going on. But no one person is responsible for the
demands of an eight-year-old. Can pregnancy make you behave that way?
It does. But then, you know what? I had to come to the realization that if you are with somebody and they know that you're carrying their child, out of the love that their child, they would want to protect your mental, your emotional, to not stress you out in no kind of way. And when you see you hype, that's when they would tell you, come down, let's go for lunch. I don't know, if it's different types of people, different types of men, they handle these things differently. But it sounds like they were in this long-term relationship.
Caller.
There were probably issues.
Caller, I'm trying to follow you. If a woman is upset at me, and she don't want me to talk to her, she moody, she don't want me to
lunch?
Talk to her, you think I could calm her down, say, calm down and let's go for lunch? You think she's going to go? I'll be honest.
No, but what is the cause of her being so upset? The things she was hearing and people were telling her. But if you're not doing anything, people going to, if you have something about your partner, one. But if it's something where somebody is always coming to tell something, where there is smoke, there is fire. Now, it may not be something that was so intense as it is right now, where, you know, he and this woman in a deep relationship, but there must have been something going on. And I'm just telling you that when I got out of my situation, I found so many other women who had gone through something similar. And we have a thing here where our men, they don't respect the structure of a family. As in,
I didn't get that, Cora. Say that again.
They don't respect the family. the home.
And that's men?
Some, eh?
A lot of our men don't. So you have to go when your wife pregnant, Kola, but you're still trying and deal with other people.
Well, that's what you mean by that. There are men who don't respect the...
Yeah, have a little respect, at least, considering the person is carrying your child.
What about this corner? If you keep arguing and you're pushing me away, you're telling me go.
I just, at the end of the day, she has to focus on her baby and herself and let that man go. If that man wanted to be there with her, he would have been there with her.
Okay.
And you can't force people, no matter what you think, you cannot force somebody to be with you. If they are ready to move on, and they have moved on, which is what it is right now. He has moved on.
Okay, so the fact that he said give him time to think about it, you have to think about it. Made him go think about anything.
He just said that to be polite.
But
he is he coming to see his child? Is he doing anything that would give her the inclination that is actually going to try to give this a shot? If you're in a relationship for 8 years and you feel in your mind it's toxic or whatever, this person is always arguing, you get in a fresh new relationship, which I'm sure is exciting, and you will go back?
Now, the relationship, well, it always, when it's new, it's fresh, things exciting, and what I mean, I mean, the honeymoon stage.
She needs to move on, and I'm sorry to sound harsh, but that's just what it is right now. And her baby is the first priority right now.
So, Connor, you're not going to speak to else. You're not going to speak to the fact that women, well, not all women, like some women, really need to watch their tone when they're speaking.
Yeah, of course, of course. But then, I don't think it's a one-sided thing when an eight-year relationship comes to an end.
Okay.
I don't think it was just her. I think he probably was at a point where he wanted to leave as well. Because not everybody is meant to be together. Not all relationships work.
Yeah.
And that's just life, my friend. Not everything works out the way you want it to work out.
Right, but
I'm here raising three little girls on my own.
On your own?
Yeah.
After how long?
We were on and off. But the first little girl is not his. But the last two babies are his. And we were living together, and he took everything, even the stove, and left.
Wait. What do you do so? Let's see, Connor, what you do?
Because I spoke up. I was not going to take it. I was not going to take the cheating and the lying and the... It's all in your mind. But then you see evidence in the phone of this person sleeping with somebody else. And we women need to make up our mind. A man does not make you.
Kola, let me ask you a question. And be honest in your response and your answer.
Mm-hmm.
What did that do to you?
It was hurtful. It was really hurtful. But that's why I tell her, above everything, he needs to make her baby the priority. Above self.
Hurtful.
And then it's going to get to a point. Because now when I look at my little girl, there's one of them. She has beautiful eyes. And I look at that baby and I'm so in love with that little girl. She's almost two.
Whose eyes she
has? And I think of all the joy. Like, I feel so much joy when I look at her. And she, all they say all day long is, mommy, mommy, mom, mom. And they have so much love. And they have no idea that all of that went down.
Connor, you know, I'm listening to you. So, Connor, you have completely forgotten about him.
I wouldn't say completely, but I'm at a place where I realize that the things happen the way they were supposed to happen, and you can't change things, and you can't go back into the past, and you just have to focus on the now. Focus on the now. How are you going to put food on the table for your children? How are you going to be the best mother you can to a boy or girl, whatever gender, how are you going to show that child that they can be independent?
So you wouldn't call him up and say, hey, the children,
no,
need, children need things. The children
no,
need things.
No,
you better
no,
send
no,
money.
No,
wait
no.
up.
Hello, hello, hello. And I think early January, he is not even not a sweet for none of the kids. He's not given nothing. But I can't focus on that because I have to focus on how I can provide it for the children. I can't be focusing on what he did or did not do.
Okay.
The one thing I have said, which he did, and we had a disagreement, is he brought this woman outside my home, and I told him, don't do that. Do not bring her to the area where I live.
Okay. All right, Kwala, thank you very much. Kwala, you know...
But whatever else does, it's his business. And at the end of the day, we're going to have to answer to God. I can only answer to God for what I have done. And the children that God has entrusted me with, I'm going to do the best of my ability to raise them right and to provide for them.
Well, are you happy?
It's a struggle, like I said. But I'm trying. And I see
well,
the way
you're
that
not happy.
God is working.
Come on, listen. Mm-hmm. You're not happy?
What happened?
You're not happy?
I said I'm trying.
No,
I'm
but you
trying.
Make it sound like well, you were there yet, man.
I'm not there. I don't think nobody is perfect, and I can't sit and see well. It's green pastures and roses, and you know everything is perfect. But
will you get into
from one woman to another, I can tell her that I'm not the first. She's not the first, and she won't be the last to go for something like that.
Kola, will you get into another relationship?
Maybe not right now. No, like
not ever?
I wouldn't say never, but for sure not right now.
Give me some time. Give me some time. Like when you mean in years?
I don't want to put years on it. I don't want to put like, but I know like moving forward, I'm more vigilant and there are certain things I look out for.
Okay. Like what?
And one thing I've learned is that if you go for something with somebody one time, sometimes it's better to just cut your losses and move on.
Okay. All right. So moving forward, what will you not do again, Kola?
Like I said, if I'm there with somebody and they show me certain behaviors and certain patterns and they have ended things,
okay.
Yeah, don't go back. Don't go back. Because what happened with me is I went back and then the next time it was worse than the first time. That's why I say not all long-term relationships are meant to be. Sometimes we're holding on the fear of doing things on our own and starting new. We're holding on to something that probably is not meant to be. And that guy probably is a great guy, but he's maybe not the one for her.
So the best advice is to move on. Move on. Forget about that. Move on. Take care of yourself
please,
and your baby.
Please, 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 please.
Yeah.
Let that man go. Let that man be. Let him live his life. Cherish the memories that you have had with him. But get to a place where you can see that's in the past. And now the future.
And if you have pictures, take down the pictures. Because you have pictures too part.
For me, that's what helped. I took down everything on Facebook, WhatsApp, everywhere. You know what I did? What's it called? Dropbox, and I drop everything in the Dropbox.
So you still have pictures? Yeah, you still have the pictures.
In Dropbox, but I'm not in Dropbox.
That's access.
I don't go in my Dropbox like that.
Thank you, caller. Thank you. I really appreciate your honesty. I mean, awesome.
Yeah, but she's going to be okay because I wish maybe what we need to do as Solution Women is to set up a network, a support group, for people who've been through things like that.
A lot of people
to support each other.
A lot of people are going through this.
Yeah, a lot of women gone through that. A lot of women. And when we're in it, it's
Kola, you're saying that like men don't go through that. See, that's the thing, you know, Kola.
I'm sure men go through their own things.
Yeah,
but
man.
I really wish she would see that God blessed her with a little baby. And yes, she survived, baby survived. And she don't know, she might be raising the next prime minister.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Kwara.
You're welcome. And don't tell the girl the man will come back when the man may not come back.
Don't please. Tell her she's coming back.
Don't tell her that. But Kwara, we will to move on, please.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. But is anything, the truth is, called, I mean, not that you're telling, but we don't know. You know, we really don't know. We take our final call. Good afternoon, Letlana CI. You are on the air.
So, Iwa.
Hey, yes, you see, you don't come for me. You come for me. Yes, go ahead.
So, writer, since you insisted you want the man, nothing else is on your mind. Let me tell you what to do. You need to find out where the OBR man is to bring your man back to your sister because you want your man. And you're determined to have your man. So go to the OBR man.
Caller, let me ask you a question. You know what
I've never done it, Iowa.
But why are you such a... You see you?
But you know that she insists she wants the man. She wants him. She needs him. Nothing comes up. She wants a man. I don't know if she can get him. So I've heard they're good.
The Obia man sending them back?
Hey, Iwa, bring the picture. Write up, bring the picture. What's the picture? You have the picture in the house. And pick one. You will thank me later. Well,
wait, Kwara, don't go. Don't go yet. Kwara, not working? Kwara, just let Lana there. You need to talk. Hold on, don't go. You need to talk. So, Kwara, you take a picture and you bring him by the Obia man?
Hey, Iwa, so I heard it's great. It's working wonders. I don't know.
So, are you going back?
You staying there, Iwa.
And he stayed?
You staying there, you're not going nowhere.
How much you have to pay?
I don't know about that. But
Iwa,
She will find out everything she needs to know. Mm-hmm. You want your man as the best place to go if you want your man. If you need to come back.
No, but that's not good, Kwara. See, Kwara, that's
but Iwa, she said she wants the man.
She has to go back. She has to go back willingly.
She's not even focusing on that baby.
See, mama.
That's what she wants. She said she wants her man. She doesn't care what we say. She wants her man. So I'm telling her to go to the Obia man. They have one before. They say you're working perfect. So go to him.
Hey! All right, Kwara, thank you. Crazy, man. This Kwara is crazy. Hey, hello! Let me just tell you, do not do that. Don't do that. Okay? Do not do that. And if you... Let me tell you, and if you have done that, bring that picture back. And tell whoever the Obia man is, let me tell you, no, reverse it. Reverse that thing. How they saying it? You don't want to do that. See, but let's take one final caller, man. No, we okay, well, let's end there. Let me see what they say on the platform there, Sifo. Sifo?
Yeah.
Let me see. We're not taking any more. Hey, we're not taking any more calls. Please, okay, people? Not last caller. Let's come on. If you have done that, bring that picture back and tell the Obia man, reverse it. You may have to pay a next set of money, but reverse it. You all need to stop that. Somebody say, not doing it. You don't do it. That's right. That one there, we're not doing that. But I know. She just say that, yeah. I know her very well. She's ferocious. She likes these types of things. That caller there? But she doesn't mean anything. And then I have no Obia man in view for there. All right. Kwara, by the way, I don't know. Kwara, maybe, I don't know. We're not doing that one, Ranky. Greetings to you, Ranky. I believe spirits attract spirits. In every relationship, there is something common in both parties. One is passive, and one is aggressive. Wow. Spirit attracts spirits in every relationship. That's deep. That's a deep one. 80% of breakups are women leaving Rankin. So who actually breaking up the family? Check the numbers in the family court ranking. Women again trying to evade accountability. Wow. You are not getting the man back, okay? He has not even come to see his child. Then you think he have time for you and your nonsense. He's living with the next woman. He's good. What you could have to tell the next woman? You can have nothing to tell the next woman. Lady, mind your child and get yourself in order. Do not embarrass yourself by trying to chase someone who is not interested in what you have to say. Heal yourself. Get help. This one reads... Where all the people that was coming and tell her? Where all the people that was coming and tell her things? We women need to know that we're in a relationship with our partner and not with friends, family, and everybody else. Partner, my back, I like
that. That's one of the best I ever
had. Let me do that again. We women need to know that we're in a relationship with our partner and not with friends, family, and everybody else.
Yes.
All right. A sad place to be in, eh? She acted prematurely after hearing snippets of info. But did the guy do anything to put her fears to rest? The writer has no business analyzing the guy's new relationship. SMH, shake my head. Whether they make up or not, the guy must play his role as the father. Focus on your baby, writer. Focus on your baby. This too shall pass. Why, Rankin, when a woman pregnant, Rankin, her estrogen levels isn't normal anymore, Rankin, it way up during the pregnancy. yes, yeah. Oh, her hormones, what? Unfortunately, she wasn't mentally and emotionally, mature to deal with her circumstances in a healthy manner. The young man has gone with the wind, Rankin. He's gone. She humiliated the young man and he chose peace instead. He himself isn't in a healthy state of mind to see his daughter as yet. Oh.
Yeah.
So he already yet?
Yeah, time.
Boy, Rankin, boy, she lost a good man. Now she will be a jabba sack because of her ignorance.
Wow.
Oh, my word. Oh, boy. Boy, Rankin, man, this is a magic. 8 years with your woman, she pregnant and you leave because of another woman. May there no good man, Rankin. 3 months and you still haven't seen your child. May this is a tut-tut, plain and simple.
Yeah, you're not in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not in it. You're not in the situation.
I've been through that. That thing that women does do when they're pregnant, argue about anything and everything. All kinds of moody ranking, 100%. That's true. Timasia, hey, write that troop stand, you embarrass him publicly and after ask him to leave and never return and then blame it on pregnancy. Woman, leave the man alone, eh? Read the writing on the wall and take them pictures off, pities. Delusional, much sad that he left you during your pregnancy. But you were keeping the man life miserable before you were pregnant. I feel for you and your daughter. But the fact that he is so distant means that he may not really want anything to do with you. Give him time to come around. Give him time. Lesson learned, peace of mind. Trump's money. He must not have the wealth, but he now has peace of mind. Rankin, the thing is people not minding their business. Always them and have this and that to tell you and to say. Right? Little writer, why would you want someone who is having XES with someone else? Pick your self-esteem off the floor. Pick it off the floor. Pick your self-esteem off the floor. You may have made mistakes in the relationship, which you have acknowledged. So why do you want what seemed to be an entanglement? All that violence going on. Good vibes, Rankin. Big up. Focus on your health and your baby. I raised 3 daughters alone. Mom whatever mom and dad, now I'm stronger. They are beautiful young ladies that take no BS from men. Mom and dad role I played. Great stuff. All right, listeners, thank you very much. C4, my brother, thank you. Thank you, Maureen. Thank you, first-time callers. We appreciate you. Big thank you to Fruitsy Seymour. Those of you who listen and y'all are calling, you see y'all, y'all need to stop that. You're not even sending a message. You're wrong for that. But thank you very much for listening. We'll do it again next week, Wednesday, on RCI Lekla. On RCI, made possible by Fruitsy Seymour and our friends over at M&C Home Depot and Sunbit Limited.